inspiring interviews, provocative people. Get ready. Get bold today with your Emmy-winning host, LeGron Green. This is a life.
Today's guest is Yolanda Ross, and she's an actress, producer, writer. Yolanda Ross does everything. And you can find her at Yolanda Ross, that's YOLONDA Ross.com. And Yolanda, is welcome to Bold.
Well, hello.
Well, hello, Yolanda Ross. Well, I just want to run out some of your credits. You've been in movies with Woody Allen, Denzel Washington. We know you best from Tremé. Where you played a documentarian, and now you're playing Whitney Houston's best friend in the Angela Bassett-directed movie Whitney, coming out January 17th on Lifetime.
Yes.
You play her best friend, Robin Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet Robin for any of this, or it was all based on...
No. You know, Robin gives a really low profile. There was very little to even find on her. Because I didn't, you know, I knew of her over the years, but I never even knew what she looked like. So, there was a bit of, like, scouting to find pictures just to maybe even see what she sounded like, you know, things like that, just for my own personal research for the character.
I watched the screener for this movie, and I was quite impressed. Because I will be very honest, Yolanda, I was expecting not to like it. I don't know, what's this going to be?
You know? Really?
Well, yeah. I was not. Listen, Yolanda, you know, my background is in television. You know, I worked for the Oprah Winfrey Show for many, many, many years. I actually talked to Robin quite a few times.
Now I'm envious.
Yes, as a producer, we were trying to get Whitney Houston on the show, and actually I booked a show that Whitney came on much later when she was doing Waiting to Excel. But when I was a young producer or starting producer at Oprah, I was calling Robin once a month to see where Whitney's schedule was. So I actually talked to her, and she was quite funny. But also, as you portrayed her in the movie, and I get it now more, very guarded. You know, very, very guarded with Whitney, or Nippy, as she, you know, was known as in her family. And the thing about the movie that I really thought was so profound, besides Yaya's performance and her connection with Bobby Brown, they really humanized that in such a beautiful way. You know, that this was a relationship. This was not the bad boy versus the queen or whatever the media wanted to paint out. These were two real people.
Yeah, exactly. Two real people. And all of these people are real people, you know, and that's one thing I think people, you know, you got to remember. Yeah, Whitney was Whitney, the icon, but Whitney was, you know, the person from Jersey. Like, she started somewhere and went even further up. It's like people are people.
People
have feelings. People have certain things that they come with, you know, and they just are themselves.
I love a lot about the movie. And like I said, Robin, I mean, Yolanda as Robin, I mean, you're the second face you see on the screen. You know, it starts off with a shot of Whitney, and then there's Robin right beside her. You know, her rock.
Yeah.
So that's who you're playing. And, you know, I know Robin was, I don't know if she was openly gay, but I know that's what we heard. It was always reported Robin's a lesbian and this and that. And they were trying to make so much out of her relationship with Whitney, which we don't know, and it doesn't even matter. They were very close friends. And
exactly.
That's what is portrayed in the movie. But I think there were some things in the movie. Do you know the most shocking thing in the movie, Yolanda, for me?
What was it?
It's going to sound so strange. Well, first of all, Angela tackles the drug use head on. And so we see that Whitney was already using beforehand, before she met Bobby. She was already dabbling, and there was already, from reports, already a problem before it became this huge thing much, much later. So that was shown very, 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 you know, straight. You know what was so funny? The most shocking thing with me was when the scene where she and Bobby are making love for the first time. I'm like, Whitney Houston has
sex? Wait. I don't even want to. I was like, what?
Yeah. That tells you something. I'm like, you know, of course she had sex, but it was smooth. It was so disconcerting. I was like, oh my gosh,
but even that reaction, it's like,
I know.
Yeah, famous people, iconic people don't have sex. I mean, people have everything.
That tells you the image of it's. I had to examine myself. Like, oh my goodness, what are you having this reaction to her having sex with Bobby Brown? I went, oh, because you bought into the imagery and you know better. And so,
yeah,
a woman, and that's what I think Angela gets across. Is you all get across in the movie so well.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some really beautiful moments and just real moments, you know. And I do, you know, applaud Angela for that. And, you know, Lifetime for just making sure they just keep it real, because I personally don't like watching things or reading things that are just, you know, whitewashed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you know there's stuff that happened and then you don't read it or you don't see it, it's like, so what are you selling me here? Like, this is not, you know, this isn't real. I am very much, like, I like real, whether it's dark, whether it's whatever it is, as long as it's accurate, you know.
Well, and it is real. I don't want to get rid of the plot of the movie. I mean, it's obviously Whitney Houston's life, but I don't want to get rid of the plot points. But I will say to people that the way things are portrayed there, it's light, it's dark. It's like you said, things happen. You know, something very funny can happen, then something very tragic can happen the very next second. And it all is very much in line with our lives. We all go through stuff. We all go through
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's just keep it that way, you know. Don't make it something that it's not, to just, you know, further confuse people.
And so you mentioned, you know, in playing Robin, you had to really dig for information and really look for stuff and to pull what was from the page and take Angela's direction. What did you learn personally? What did you take away from that role, Yolanda, of playing Robin Crawford?
Well, I mean, in playing Robin, she reminded me of their relationship, you know, what was there in the film, reminded me of being with my best friend. And, you know, it's being in those intimate moments that are your moments, your and, you know, you and this person's moments in time, you know, with your friendship and all the ups and downs it can go through. Because, I mean, you got to remember, these two women knew each other as teenagers.
Yeah.
And grew up together and grew through this time period together. It's like, you really had to go through her to get to Whitney. And, you know, I don't know, I can't say, but who knows if you know, they would have kept together as far as working together if she could have helped her, you know, stay away from it or, you know, keep it.
That's what so, I like it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, whether they were lovers or not, you know, that's not known, but it's like that friendship, that respect, that, you know, love for each other was there, period.
The love is definitely portrayed. The movie, like, you know, doesn't answer any questions. It just presents the friendship, and people will draw whatever they want from that. But I love a line, I think it may be, it's one of the first lines in the movie, where, you know, she turns to you as Robin, and she says, well, Whitney says, time to be Whitney Houston.
Yeah, and she was very aware of who she was. You know, like, I mean, that's one thing I've said in, like, other interviews. When people ask me, like, what did you learn about Whitney? Whitney was not weak. You know, we may, you know, feel that because of, like, that, what you said, how the business kind of put, you know, how her life ended and all, you know, like, her giving you the feeling like maybe she gave in or and just, you know, to drugs and whatever, that happened. That happens to a lot of people, period.
Yeah.
But for you to even make it through that business or into that business, you cannot be weak. You can't. You know, you have to be strong. And she knew who she was. You know, she knew who Whitney Houston was, and she knew who Nippy was. So it was like, you know, she knew what she had to do as an entertainer to keep up the Whitney, you know, to keep fans happy, because fans are your business.
And you said the very good Nippy versus Whitney. You know, Nippy, of course, is Whitney. Whitney is Nippy. But that was her name as a child. And she's known as Nippy in her family circles and friend circles.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think, like, in the movie and, in, you know, from her own life, like you said, there's that constant battle back and forth. And I love what you said about her being very, very shrewd. Because she was. And there's a scene mm-hmm. in the movie with she's with Clive Davis, the famous Clive Davis, you know, who's engineered so many superstars' careers. And he's trying to, you know, tell her this is what he wants. And she's like, okay, yeah, but, you know.
I am still so jealous of you. You actually got to talk with Robin.
Yes, yes, I talked to her quite a few times.
Meet her. You know, it's like such a crazy thing playing somebody and knowing that person is so private. It's like I just want to say hello, like face to face, and just, you know.
But she's an enigma. I thought she played. I mean, I've never met her in person.
Mm-hmm.
I only talked to her on the phone, and what you portrayed is what I felt from her. And she's very funny though, very very funny. Because I know we had a kind of a good rapport, because basically it was me calling once a month and her saying no. But I kept calling. I kept calling. I'm like, I'm going to get Whitney Houston on. And this was before The Bodyguard. This was like early 90s.
Oh, wow. Dang.
And what I'm reading now, I didn't realize that, because I didn't know that Whitney had a drug issue before in the 80s, which, you know, you portrayed in the movie. But so mm-hmm. I didn't know that there were issues going on. So she was extremely protective in that way, too. So, you know, the whole story of Clive Davis shaping her. And I remember, too, when Whitney first came out, there were a lot of people saying that she's too white. She sounds too white. Her music's too white. Mm. So she got a lot of criticism for being this major pop diva. But if you look back at it, it was a shrewd decision, and she couldn't have done all that she wanted to do if she hadn't established that first. So, you know, it's all business. It's a business.
Well, I know how to make a star.
Yeah, it's a business. It's a business. And so I think when she was so successful at it, I think that's where the dichotomy comes, because you have the Whitney Houston, and you have Nippy, and so, like I said, for someone like me who knows better and is shocked to see her have sex, it's because of that whole imagery, you know?
You're still killing me with that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't shocked by the drugs. It was like, oh, my God. And, you know, and Yaya, and who's the actor who played Bobby Brown?
But wait, you really cracked me up. It's all right, she does drugs, but she can't.
Yeah, but I was like, no, the way it was portrayed, which was very natural, is what I'm saying. That, and then maybe it's just me, but I don't think I'm going to be the only person to have that reaction.
No, you probably won't be.
I do find that fascinating, Yolanda, as we talk about this, because we all, you know, we're all actors in our own right. What we show up, what people see on the outside. Mm-hmm. Like you just alluded to it. That's not anywhere near the totality of that person. That's just what you see.
Yeah, no, exactly. And what you see at one point might not be what that person is like in a whole different setting, you know. So it's very interesting, because we do shut people down rather quickly. We make judgments very quickly, for our own good sometimes. But we do it, you know, and it can be very hurtful in a lot of instances if you don't have the time or get to know, you know, a person or people.
Absolutely. And so you get to do that as an actress. And mm-hmm. and a very, very busy actress, Yolanda.
Well, Ross. I'm trying to stay busy.
Very, very busy actress.
So that I can continue talking to you. Shoot.
And pay them bills. Hello. Get that coin, Yolanda. Well, I know you have several films slated for this year, for 2015. There's, you got the indie drama Meadowlands with Olivia Wilde. You have Lila and Eve.
Lila and Eve with Viola Davis and Jennifer
and
Lopez.
And Jennifer Lopez with J-Lo and Viola Davis, who is kicking butt.
Well, what? Yes.
She's kicking butt on that show, How to Get Away with Murder. Oh, my God. Viola Davis has always been a phenomenal actress, but that role she has on that show is really showing, like you just said, the many facets of a person. So.
No, exactly. You know, I can't even tell you how happy I am with her, for her, with this show, because it's like I've known her for a little while, but, you know, when you look at a person's body of work, I feel like, you know, the system can sometimes peg you as one thing. So thank you, Shonda Rhimes, for showing this woman, like, all of her. I mean, I didn't drool over Viola is all I can say.
Well, Viola was hot. Viola, she is a phenomenal. And like you said, the system. And let's talk a little bit about that. Let's unpack it just a little bit because it plays into what we're going to talk about regarding, you know, what happened with Whitney. They do peg black women or different people with different roles. And for so many years in Hollywood, you know, from Hattie McDaniel, you know, Mammy, you know, you black mm-hmm. women only play the servant or the maid, you know, or the prostitute. You had two choices, prostitute or maid. And that was not
or the slave running away.
When they bothered to do slave movies. But, yeah, I know we definitely saw prostitutes or maids. And I know for men, you either had to be the pimp or the guy mm-hmm. in jail, you know, the criminal, always for many, many years. So finally, you know, we broke and breaking through. And I want to ask you a really basic question.
Okay.
Where did all this passion for creativity come from? I mean, you are doing it all, and I'm so inspired by people who really express themselves in a really bold, profound, positive way, and that's what you're doing.
You know, it's always been there. I mean, I'm really blessed to have the gift of creativity. It really is how I personally work through things, how I grow. It's how I breathe. So, I mean, acting, I'm lucky to be doing right now because it pretty much encompasses everything, you know, that I do, or using all the, gifts that I have. But, I mean, I've always been creative. It just stimulates me very much.
Well, Yolanda, this has been a wonderful discussion. Before we end here, tell us what's going on with you. You know, your pet project's coming up here soon.
Well, I am working on getting my first feature up. Hopefully, before the year is out, be directing it. And, working on a couple of other things because I've been writing a lot more. But as far as pet projects, that's my thing, getting my feature out.
Getting your feature up and out. So
yes.
This is Yolanda. Yes, this is Yolanda Ross. Once again, that's Yolanda with two O's, YOLONDA Ross.com. Where can we find you on social media, Yolanda?
I am my website, my writer, actor, director Facebook page, and Twitter are all under Yolanda Ross. And on Instagram, I am Yolanda Ross Creator.
And that's where you can find the fabulous Yolanda Ross. We thank you for coming on Bold today, Yolanda.
So nice speaking with you.
If you like what you heard, join the conversation at getboldtoday.com. That's where we focus on people, places, and things that inspire us to live, laugh, and love out loud. People like Yolanda Ross, who's starring in Whitney, coming to Lifetime on January 17th. Like us, tweet us, Facebook us, Instagram us at Get Bold Today. We close as always. Remember, shift happens right where you are. Be the change and get bold today.